You are tuned to WMRW LP Warren, independent as a hog on ice, freeform, community access radio broadcasting on 94.5 FM, streaming at WMRW.org.
The following program presents the views of its participants and producers. It does not necessarily represent the views of WMRW or its license holder, Rootswork.
All right.
Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it is time for Amy's Kids Show, episode number 181. And today, folks, is a beautiful golden day. It is golden everywhere I look. I'm seeing gold everywhere. And you know, here on Amy's Kids Show, one of my favorite things to celebrate is abundance. And we are celebrating abundance of gold again today. We did that once before, but today, I mean a different kind of gold. This kind of gold is free and everywhere, kind of like the other kind of gold too, but this kind actually comes from a very, very special place. It comes from our hearts, from my heart, from your heart, all of our hearts. We have lots of this kind of gold, and we can give it away as much as we want. And in fact, that's the magic that we're going to learn about today, is that the more we give it away, the better everything gets. Yes, folks, I am talking about the solution to world peace, right? This is how we're going to do it, folks. This is how everyone is going to live in peace and get along with everyone and be happy and live in harmony. If we just do this one thing. And it turns out that everyone around the world agrees on this one thing. It is a universal rule. Well, what am I talking about, folks? With no further ado, let me present today's guest, the Golden Rule. The Golden Rule. It's literally golden because it bright lights up the entire world. It lights up your heart. And when you share it with other people, it lights up other people's. Well, what's this Golden Rule that I'm talking about? Anybody out there, have you ever heard of the Golden Rule? I'm sure you've heard about it somewhere, right? It seems like lots of people talk about it. And what's it like to actually follow it every day? Well, we have had quite a few role models here on Amy's Kids Show who have been showing us the way of what it's like when we follow that golden rule, no matter what, right? And what is the golden rule? Well, it means treat other people the way you want to feel, right? Just treat others the way you want to be treated. And when we do that, it just grows and grows and grows. And it's amazing, folks. Thank you for joining me for today's celebration. Let's get started.
Like you want to be treated. Treat others like you want to be treated.
Like you want to be treated.
Treat other people the way you want to feel. Treat other people like your friends. Make them smile and laugh and you'll be smiling too. Just follow that good old golden rule. There's a golden rule out there for us to follow. It's kind of like a road to happiness. If I be nice to you, you've been nice to me. We can live our lives in peace and harmony. Treat other people the way you wanna feel. Treat other people like your friends. Make them smile and laugh and you'll be smiling too. Just follow that good old golden rule.
Make them smile and laugh and you'll be smiling too. Just follow that good old golden rule. Treat other people the way you wanna feel. Treat other people like your friends. Make them smile and laugh and you'll be smiling too. Just follow that good old golden rule. Or just follow that good old golden rule. Just follow that good old golden rule. Gonna follow that good old golden rule. I'm gonna follow that. 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 I'm gonna follow that.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mark. Recently, I wrote a song called The Golden Rule. I hope that you like it, and I hope you pass it on to family and friends. It goes like this. There is something that we all have learned from our parents, church, or school. It's a simple human concept, and it's called the Golden Rule. It doesn't matter what you believe, where you were born, or your race. We all live here on planet Earth, spinning round the sun in outer space. Since we're no longer animals running about in the wild, we should show respect and love to every man, woman, and child. Now you can act like you want, thinking that you are being cool, but if you can't treat others nice, you're just being a total fool. As we are all human beings, we can all make mistakes, but keeping to the golden rule is something we should never break. Your power or status doesn't matter. It's of little or no concern. To treat others with love and kindness is what we're all here to learn. It's a basic human concept taught by our parents, church, or school. It should be our everyday practice of keeping to the golden rule.
Have you ever heard someone say, treat others like you want to be treated? What were they talking about? Let me tell you in one word, respect. That's right, respect. Let's explore that on this episode of Rocket Kids. I'm Morgan, and let's get this started. People show respect in many different ways. They speak and act kindly. They listen to others. They accept others for who they are. The list goes on and on, but it comes down to this. They're just nice. And nice is so much better than mean. Maybe you're at school and a friend likes something different than you. Or the new kid looks different than you. Not everyone is the same. We all like, believe, look, and sound differently, so it doesn't give us the right to pick on others or make fun of them. Would you want someone to treat you like that? I didn't think so. Here comes Tommy in his new shirt, and it may not be your taste. Don't be all, look at Tommy's shirt! Maybe Tommy likes his shirt. Sure, it's not what you would wear. It's got a fluffy collar and no sleeves. It's different, like really different. But this is not about you. So simmer down and let Tommy be Tommy because you want to be you, and that's cool. Accept people for who they are and show them some respect. Treat others as you want to be treated. See how we came back to that? Do you know people that just keep talking, and we want to be like, why don't you just stop talking and start listening? Just listen with these two things. We have two ears and only one mouth. Does that mean we should listen twice as much as we talk? Yes. Yes, it does. Maybe someone else has an opinion about something we never even thought of. You ever heard the phrase, listen and learn? Well, that's what they're talking about, people. Maybe we can learn something we never knew. It's amazing what we can learn by listening. I'm talking about really listening. We're speaking to a friend and they're off looking over here, or they have their face buried in their phone. Put down the phone, people. Before you're even done talking, they're like, blah, 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 blah. They didn't even hear what you had to say. I want people to hear what I have to say, but we have to listen to them too. They have a voice, so show them some respect and listen to what they have to say. Maybe it's the most awesome thing you've ever heard, but you wouldn't know because you're like, blah, 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 blah. Respect is also about showing gratitude, giving encouragement, and just saying thank you. You ever had a bad day? Everything was going wrong. And then a friend came up and said, hey, everything's gonna be all right. I'm here for you if you need anything. That makes us feel pretty good, right? We know that someone is there for us. They understand what we're going through. When this happens, we're all like, yes, this is going to be all right. This is respecting others' feelings and being compassionate about what they're going through. We all need someone to pick us up sometimes. I don't mean, like, literally lift us up in the air or pick us up off the ground. Although, if I am laying on the ground and I'm like, hey, can someone pick me up off the ground? I hope someone does. And if they do, I can say thank you. Because thank you is a great way to tell someone you appreciate what they did. And that's showing them some respect. It all comes down to this. Make people feel good. Make them smile. Make them remember you for all the right reasons. Think about that. What are some things you've done to show respect to others? And remember to always be your best self.
It's not always easy to do what's right. I'm not always perfect, but I always try to be the very best me that I can be. To be the very best me that I can be. Not always fair, it can feel like a tricky test, but I know I have the power to try my very best. So I do what I can to always make a good choice. When I'm being principled, I listen to my own voice.
Principle.
Well, folks, thank you for joining me today for this big celebration we're having. We are celebrating the Golden Rule, the one big rule, the only big rule, really, that people need to follow. Imagine that if everyone treated other people the way they wanted to be treated, we would make the world a better place if we all just believed it, right? If we all believed it and followed that principle. And you know, when I was a teacher, I was told I needed to have classroom rules, right? To keep the students in line and make sure everybody gets along really well. And so I thought about it for a long time and I tried different kinds of rules and sets of rules. But you know what I ended up having in the end? What worked the best for me was just one rule. And it was that. It was respect. That was it. Respect others and treat others the way you want to be treated. And that was really the only rule I needed, because whenever anything happened in class and we had a dispute or some argument or some problem we had to figure out, if we all just followed that rule, it would be fine. Everything would be fine. And so how did I come up with this subject today? I've just had so much fun gathering stories and music about the Golden Rule. And it was so easy to do because so many people believe in it. And there are so many great songs. I have some new favorite songs that I discovered that I'm going to share with you today. I even have a story about a fox who learns about the Golden Rule. And so I just had so much fun gathering all of this. But how did I get onto this journey here? Well, it actually started with Abraham Lincoln, who is the president that I was celebrating for four whole episodes. We celebrated Abraham Lincoln for four whole episodes of Amy's Kids Show because there was just so much to learn about his amazing life. And we're still not done, of course. But I noticed that one of the famous quotes from Abraham Lincoln, the one that's actually on his memorial, because it is probably his best of all, says this: "With malice toward none, with charity for all." And I started thinking about that because Abraham Lincoln, he really lived by his principles, right? He might have had a lot of feelings in his life, I'm sure. He felt very sad sometimes. I'm sure he felt very angry sometimes. He knew that people didn't even like him, right? A lot of people did not like him and disagreed with him. And I'm sure he had hurt feelings. And he felt all of those feelings. But when he acted, when he decided what he was going to actually do, he followed this principle: with malice toward none, with charity for all. Now, malice means meanness, right? Meanness, and meanness is usually what we're feeling when we don't follow the Golden Rule, right? We're feeling jealous or angry or think we hate somebody. We hate somebody. And when we're feeling that malice, that mal means bad, when we're feeling bad about somebody, well, we're probably not going to treat them very well, right? So Abraham Lincoln wanted to remind us, most of all, even after a war, even after people had been so hurtful, like the most hurtful people could ever, ever be to each other, even after all that bad, all that malice, Abraham Lincoln wanted us to remember to have charity for all. So that's what I was thinking about, folks. I was thinking about charity. Now, most of the time when people think about charity, they think of giving money, right? Giving money or clothes or things people need. And that's great. That is charity. But that's really kind of the second kind of charity.
Because the first kind starts in our heart, in our feelings, with respect and love. If we can respect and love even people we have bad feelings about, then, well, all the rest of the kinds of charity will just naturally follow, right? If we follow the golden rule, then we will share what we have. We will take care of each other, right? Thanks for joining me today. Let's keep celebrating.
Kindness, kindness. Oh, whenever you find this, you will see the world's a better place. Kindness, kindness. Oh, whenever you try this, you could bring a smile to someone's face.
Well, it doesn't take much, and it doesn't take long. No, it doesn't cost a thing, no, and there's no way to do it wrong. You can try it anytime, you can plant it where you want, and you can grow it in your heart, then give it out to everyone. Kindness, kindness, oh, whenever you find this, you will see the world's a better place. Kindness, kindness, oh, whenever you try this, you will bring a smile to someone's face. And you can put it in your words, in everything you say, in the little things you do, all throughout the day. And you could share it with your neighbor, and you could teach it to a friend, and you could show your mom and dad how the kindness never ends. Yeah. Kindness, kindness, oh, whenever you find this, you will see the world's a better place. Try and make them feel okay. Just give a little kindness in your own way, because a little bit of kindness goes a long way.
All together now.
Kindness, kindness, oh, whenever you find this, you will see the world's a better place.
When someone gives you a helping hand, how does when someone gives you a helping hand. How does it feel when someone takes the time to get to know you? How does it feel?
Feels good.
How does it feel?
Feels good.
How does it feel when someone gives you a second chance?
Okay, folks. Well, I was just rocking out in the station here with one of my new favorite songs. I just love it. There is so much great music out there celebrating the abundance of great stuff in this universe. And one of the greatest things in this universe is this thing called the Golden Rule. I just think it's amazing that humans all around the planet, everywhere, have thought of this rule. This is universal, folks. This is something that humans in particular really love and believe in and love to practice. And here's a way you can practice it. What do I mean by practice it? Well, you know, being kind is something that comes naturally to human beings. And you may find that there are times in your life where it just comes naturally for you, right? To be kind, to help others, to give them a lending hand, right? To be principled, to do the right thing, right? And take the high road. You know, that's what that means. Going high, higher, above those negative feelings. And go up, high vibe. And elevate yourself to a higher point of view where you and everyone else on the planet are friends, right? That we can treat each other as friends, whether we agree or not, whether we like each other or not, we can be respectful. Well, it's easy to do that sometimes, but if you want to practice it, if you want to get really good at the Golden Rule, well, the time to try to use it is when it's the hardest. Yeah, the hardest, right? Like let's think of a situation where maybe someone was not respecting you. or think of a situation where you really, really didn't like somebody else for some reason. And then think about how important it is that we have these different people here with these different ideas and these disagreements. Try to find a way to be grateful and think of it actually as a gift, that we don't all have the same things, that we're all sharing different things and different points of view and different ideas. And that's okay, right? Let's be grateful for that. Let's actually be happy about that. Can we do that, folks? Can we love other people? No matter what? No matter what. Well, I think it's a little bit easier to show that love to people that maybe we don't always get along with. in times when perhaps there's something that they need, right? When somebody else needs something, like let's say you've been arguing with your neighbor, but one day they're riding their bicycle by your house and their chain breaks, right? Ba-doom, boom. And they fall on the ground and they've skinned their knee. Would you go out and help them? Of course you would, of course. Well, that's the golden rule. That's it right there, right? You wouldn't worry about arguments or disagreements. You would go out there and help them. Well, that's the golden rule. Let's try to live that every day, folks. I bet if we find a way in our hearts to do that every day, then we're going to have that world peace that everybody's been looking for all this time, right? Being grateful for each other. That's the road to happiness. That's really what happiness is all about, is appreciating everything around us, no matter what it is. Well, we're going to hear a story here in a little bit about a fox named Arrow. Who's going to learn a lesson about that? And we also have some songs coming up that are going to teach us about that too. Loving our neighbor, lending a hand, and with malice towards none and charity towards all. That's the golden rule, folks. Oh, there's one last thing I want to tell you. My favorite quote from a little boy who I met just about a year ago. And this is what he told me. He said, God, I love me because God, I love everyone and me. And that means he got it, right? That we're all equal. It's what Abraham Lincoln used as his original inspiration. All people are created equal. All of us. That means you. That means me, right? You're included in that. And that should fill our hearts with love, right? And once our hearts are filled with love, it's easy to share it with other people. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. Free to give away. Right? So grow it in your heart and give it out to everyone. Here we go.
To be kind is to, like, acknowledge other people and make them feel good.
Being kind to me means to be caring or, like, to, I guess, respect other people.
It means to be kind, to like be generous. Like, let's say if someone dropped their sandwich, like you should like help them out.
It's important to be nice to other people so that they feel that they have a part in the community, that somebody cares for them.
You don't know where they're coming from, what struggles they're having.
If you be nice, it gives you a magical life.
If you're not nice to other people, they might be mean to you.
If you're not nice, maybe they don't want to play with you. You won't have any friends.
The other person can feel bad, and then they're uncomfortable.
I mean, why would you want to pick on someone else? Like, because they might be different from you, or like different race, different. They might come from a different place.
Even if someone's different from you, you shouldn't like bully them or be mean to them.
How is it gonna benefit you to making them feel bad?
If you're not nice to people, it might come back to you.
Treat them how you want to be treated.
The outside human being is the cover of the book. The inside might be a good, very good story, but you would never know if you didn't get past the first page.
Where you come from makes you special.
I feel everyone's equal.
We're all the same species. We all have the same things inside of us.
I don't think color or race or ethnicity is much of a difference between people. I think all in common, we just want to be loved, we want to have a place to sleep at night, and we just want to have a great future.
My hope for the future is to give everyone the same right and feel safe wherever they are.
I want everybody to turn good and
and I hope nothing bad happens to anybody.
I hope you respect other people.
I hope that you won't be judged on how privileged and how much money you have. You're judged on who you are.
I hope that everyone will be nice to each other. And that's my hope.
Sometimes we are selfish and don't even know it. Sometimes we're not happy and don't want to show it. Clarence the Fox was both of these things. And when he saw others happy, it would make his heart sting. He thought, "Why is it so? I can't seem to see why happiness found them but hasn't found me. Maybe it's this. I know what to do. If I find what they have, I'll find happiness too." So he set out to find what it was that they had. And soon he would know what was making them glad. First he came across Lucy, a kind bunny rabbit. And when it came to happiness, there was no doubt she had it. Clarence asked, "Miss Lucy, my neighbor and friend, what makes you so happy from day's start to its end?"
"Oh, Clarence, my boy," Lucy said with a smile, "if I gave all the reasons, it would sure take a while. But here is just one of the things I love most. Take my very best carrot, and now listen close. Giving is better, far better than getting. I know it may not seem true, but just try it once and you'll find what you're missing. The giving is better for me and for you."
Clarence ran off, thinking, "That must be wrong. Giving is better? What an odd, silly song." Next thing he knew, Clarence ran into James, a chipmunk whose smile had brought him some fame. "James, tell me, please," Clarence began inquiring, "how can it be that you never stop smiling?"
"It's simple, my friend,"
James quickly replied.
"I'm thankful for all that I have in my life. Now have some of my acorns. I have plenty, you see. I've got less than I want, but more than I need. Giving is better, far better than getting. I know it may not seem true, but just try it once and you'll find what you're missing, that giving is better for me and for you.
As Clarence kept going, he thought like before, how can giving be better? Is less somehow more? Then he ran into Owen, a most unselfish moose. Maybe he'd know the way to help Clarence's blues. Owen, please help me. I can't seem to find why everyone's heart is more happy than mine. Owen responded with a big toothy grin.
I know what you're seeking. It's something within. If you search your own heart, it will soon become clear. But take my hat and scarf, as it's quite cold out here.
As Clarence was leaving, he heard Owen sing too.
Giving is better for me and for you.
I still don't get it, Clarence thought to himself. I have all these nice gifts, but they just haven't helped. And finding no answer, Clarence turned to go home, when he saw Willow the Beaver looking sad and alone. Tell me, my friend, why are you so sad? Has something gone wrong that has made you feel bad?
It's nothing that happened,
Willow said with a tear.
It's about all of the things that I'm missing right here. You see, I'm building a snowman, but I cannot proceed, as I don't have the things that a good snowman needs. So instead, he's just plain, with no face to show. He won't be a real snowman, just 3 balls of snow.
Clarence wished he could help, but what could he do? How could he make Willow happy if he was sad too? Then Clarence remembered all the gifts in his pack. And perhaps to be happy, he should try giving back. So he said to Willow, I think I've got what you need. And all because others have been so kind to me. Clarence gave Willow the carrot, acorns, hat, and the scarf. Then she finished her snowman, and it warmed both their hearts. As he turned to go home, Clarence felt kind of strange. The sting in his heart had suddenly changed. Though his pack was now empty, his heart overflowed. Was it the things he had given, or the kindness he'd shown? Just then Clarence realized he had it all wrong. Trying just to be happy kept him sad all along. Owen was right, Clarence thought with a smile. There's something within that I've had all the while. Well, Clarence the Fox was much happier now. And when others asked why, he would sing to tell how.
Giving is better, far better than getting. I know it may not seem true, but just try it once and you'll find what you're missing, that giving is better for me and for you.
all you need to do is follow the golden rule. Didn't your mama teach you to practice the golden rule? Treat others nice, don't be a dang fool. If you treat people kinda, don't bully at school. You'll be doing the right thing and that's kinda cool. Treat your brothers and sisters with fairness and love, cause that's the way to win friends and rise above all pettiness and anger, racism and hate. Don't you wanna be the person everyone will celebrate? MLK had a golden rule, so did Mark Twain, Socrates, Dylan, Charles Dickens, all the same. The golden rule universal, its values are plain. Treat others how you wanna be treated, that's fair game. We're all in this together, yellow, red, black and white, all part of some grand plan, and ain't that a sight? Living on Mother Earth in the great web of life. Don't sweat it with hatred, greed, jealousy and strife. Treat your brothers and sisters with fairness and love, cause that's the way to win friends and rise above all pettiness and anger, racism and hate. Don't you wanna be the person everyone will celebrate? Treat your brothers and sisters with fairness and love, cause that's the way to win friends and rise above all pettiness and anger, racism and hate. Don't you wanna be the person everyone will celebrate? So follow the golden rule and you be cool. Follow, follow the golden rule. Yeah, follow the golden rule and you be cool. Follow, follow the golden rule.
Friends like us are just there. Friends like us do always care. Friends like us feel the love. Friends like us never get enough. Well, it's friends like us that stay when you just feel hurt. Well, it's friends like us can change the world. Friends like us. Friends like us. Friends like us see it through. Friends like us know just what to do. Cause friends like us make a start. Friends like us can't be torn apart. Well, it's friends like us that stay by your side. Well, it's friends like us that can't change a life. Friends like us. Friends like us.
Well, folks, we did it. We came to the end of another episode of Amy's Kids Show. Thank you so much for joining me today, the celebration of the golden rule, the golden rule, the one rule. That's it. That's all we need, right? Just everyone love their neighbor as themselves, show respect, lend a hand, be kind, right? We can grow it in our hearts, and then we can give it away to everyone because it's free. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And everybody loves it. They do. They really do. It was so easy for me to collect all kinds of songs and things for today's show because this is the one rule that everyone agrees with. And just like Clarence the Fox, who told us a little arrow story about how he learned that being kind and giving things to others was the way to do it, right? And just like Abe Lincoln reminded us, charity for all, charity for all. That means giving everybody the best that you have to give. Believe in them, trust them, whether you like them or not, right? We're going to practice that because that is the road to happiness and harmony, folks. And we are on it together. Every single one of us is learning along the way. And so if your neighbor doesn't know the golden rule today, don't worry. Don't worry, because you do. And if you practice it with your neighbor, then probably someday in the future, they're going to figure it out, right? So believe in that, folks, because we're all on the high road. We are all getting there together, and we're only going to get there together because together we stand and divided we fall. And the most important thing for us as neighbors here on planet Earth is to remember that. So, folks, look at your neighbors, give them some love, enjoy this beautiful day, and thanks so much for joining me on Amy's Kids Show. If you want to hear a previous episode, you can always go to the website with a grown-up to help you on that internet stuff. They can go to amyvt.com. That's amyvt.com. And you can find previous episodes and learn about George Washington and all the others. Thank you for joining me, folks. What's next week going to be about? Well, I am going to follow another theme that Abe Lincoln got me thinking of. And that's inventions. Abraham Lincoln loved inventions, and he believed in humans and our creativity and how we could think our way out of just about any problem if we worked together, right? So remember, folks, you are the greatest. Go out there and share that greatness with your neighbors. Have a great time doing it, too. We'll see you next time. Adios.
Like you want to be treated.
Like you want to
treat others like you want to be treated.
Like you want to be treated.
Like you want to be treated.
Treat other people the way you want to feel. Treat other people like your friends. Make them smile and laugh and you'll be smiling too. Just follow the good old golden rule. There's a golden rule out there for us to follow. Kinda like a road to happiness. If I be nice to you, and you be nice to me, we can live our lives in peace and harmony. Treat other people the way you wanna feel. Treat other people like your friends. Make them smile and laugh and you'll be smiling too. Just follow that good old golden rule. The golden rule will work for you at school. The golden rule works wonders when you're home. It'll keep on working great for you. The golden rule your whole life through wherever we may roam. Treat other people the way you wanna feel. Treat other people like your friends. Make them smile and laugh and you'll be smiling too. Follow that good old golden rule. Treat other people the way you wanna feel. Treat other people like your friends. Make
of a smiling life and you'll be smiling too. Just follow that good old golden rule. Or just follow that good old golden rule. Or just follow that good old golden rule. We're gonna follow that good old golden rule. I'm gonna follow that. I'm gonna follow that. I'm gonna follow that.